start all over again. Shit. What's up?
So I guess the last one did get lost. Oh well, bunk it.
One of our files just got it's gone. Attention.
Face. Alright, so I'm finna say this. Dudes nowadays annoy me. All of them. To me, they all bitches now. Like, you know, when I was a wee lad growing up watching Friday, it was something that was said to me. It was something that was said in the movie that really kind of low key touched me. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel like, no, I'm saying I can never be like these. I can never be like everybody else. And that was when Craig had the gun and he was going to shoot Debo with it. No, take that back. It wasn't that part. It was when he had grabbed the gun from his drawer and his dad walked in
and grabbed it from him.
And had, no, he didn't grab it from him. He didn't take it from him. He saw him putting the gun in there and he asked him what he was doing. Craig told him. And he said, "What you need the gun for?" He said, "For protection." He said, "Boy, nowadays, this generation is sissified." He said, "Back in my day, we handled our problem with these," and he held up his fist.
Yeah, I know.
That's my favorite part of that movie. Because it was to me, that's one of the truest statements of wisdom that can come out of a movie, you know, made in America.
You know what? You know what was one of my favorite scenes of that movie? You wanna know?
When they were smoking?
Nope. Nah. Not even close.
Which one?
The one when his dad was going to go get that stray dog and he got his ass bitten and he was going to need to go take a shit into the bathroom.
Are you talking about next Friday?
Yeah.
I was talking about the first one.
The first one?
Yeah, the very first one.
I like how when Craig and Debo was fighting, he stood up to Debo.
Honestly, though, like, I can see that in the actual fight. Like, if somebody was actually that big and, you know what I'm saying? Ew. Like, if in the actual fight, I can actually see the fight going like that. But I feel like, low-key, like, if it wasn't a movie in real life, in the actual fight like that, you know what I'm saying? Between two people of those people's size.
He woke up. He's Craig said.
Dude would have woke up in the morning.
He woke up in the morning. He told my mom, "Mom, ain't nothing to eat. Where's this milk? Ain't no more milk. Put some water in the cereal, baby." Oh, hell no.
You ain't never had to do that shit.
Oh, hell no. I tried that one time.
I never tried it. When I was a wee lad, my dad tell me that shit. Nigga, I don't eat this shit dry. You got me fucked up, nigga. Shit, I still have my energy. I just want something to eat. I used to hate motherfucker when they used to pour give us the Cheerios and then pour the milk in there. Like, damn, nah, I can't even motherfucker eat this shit. Can I get some sugar? You get one teaspoon. Teaspoon. Man, I'll wait till they go in the motherfucking front.
I hate when they used to do that to me.
I'll motherfucking wait till they go in the front, grab the thing, take it over to the bowl, grab motherfucking big ass motherfucking cup and pour that shit in there. Put it back. Rinse the cup out. Put it back. Go back, sit down. Eat my motherfucking Cheerios. Be scooping the motherfucking sugar up with each motherfucking bite. The Cheerios to me has always been nasty. Even when they came out with frosted Cheerios, it was nasty.
Hey, those motherfucking frosted, white frosted ones is flame in the blue box. I eat those bitches in a heartbeat, but you can't find those bitches. You cannot find those. You cannot find those. And if you do, you better hope they have them the big family box in the double. And if they don't, you asshole out. I couldn't buy that cereal if I wanted to. I mean, dead ass.
They sit up there, one dude. I went to one dude's house. He was like, "Yeah, man, I got a whole bunch of cereal." I say, "Well, shit, let me get some." He said, "She go ahead, went in that motherfucker, nothing but Cheerios, toasted oats." I looked at him like, "Really, fam?" He was like, "Shit, that's all I got. What's wrong?" Eating up motherfucking Cheerios, man. What the fuck? I look like an uppity fucking white person in the motherfucking suburbs.
What's wrong with eating Cheerios?
Shit is disgusting.
No, that's not even with the ones, certain ones without the sugar to be popping.
Like, low key, I'm low key scared to try the peanut butter, the chocolate and peanut butter ones they got now.
Those ones, yeah.
I feel like they're going to destroy the taste for me.
I don't know.
Like, that, like after I ate those Frosted motherfucking Cheerios, I stopped eating Frosted Flakes. And Frosted Flakes was my favorite cereal for the longest.
Frosted
You didn't have to add no sugar.
Yeah, no, they had a lot of sugar in it.
I look at Frosted Flakes now, and I be wanting to cry.
I can't even eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch anymore.
Cookie Crisp, I love them motherfuckers. But it's just, yeah, eating cookies as a cereal.
I can't even eat fucking.
Let me get $5. Why? So I can get a box of cookies.
Damn.
Are you what box of cookies cost $5? Cookie Crisp, nigga. That's cereal. No, but it's cookies. I don't need no milk for this. And it'll last a hell of a lot longer than you getting me a 3 or 4 row pack of cookies. Cause you know that shit gonna be gone within the hour. That shit is going to be gone within the hour. Like, it ain't going to be nothing else to talk about after that.
I used to eat Lucky Charms like a motherfucker.
Lucky Charms, I only ate them for the marshmallows.
I ate them for the marshmallows. My mom stopped buying it. That's the fucked up part.
All the dudes, today's dudes should start wearing motherfucking ring pops and baby bottle pops again.
That's what they ask. My son likes baby bottle pops.
He's a kid. That's a kid. I'm talking about, like, motherfucking teenagers who walking around with their sister jeans on and their sister shirts on. Mm-hmm. Looking like they done let their sister play them up like Barbie, dress them up like Barbie. Mm-hmm. I be in the hood. Tight skinny jeans in the hood. And they pink. What's good? Looking at his niggas. Them niggas are funny to me though. Like I be walking past them niggas and I be like, well, why back in my day when I was growing up, I used to feel intimidation walking past niggas. Now nowadays it's like they presence to me is like nothing. But at one point in time, I was doing shit too, because they used to sit up there and always bitch at us about sagging our pants and wearing baggy clothes, and we should wear clothes to fucking scrunch up our nuts and shit. And I'd be like, my shit has to sag a little bit. At least a little bit. If it's sagging too much, I'll pull them motherfuckers up. But if it's just a little bit, you ain't finna motherfucker see me do shit. Catch my Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
I'm fucked up.
What's wrong with that, man? That was that shit. I'm pretty sure you remember those 90s commercials. No, you don't. You was born in the 90s. So it's a lot of commercials.
Okay, that doesn't mean I don't remember them commercials.
It's a lot of commercials you wouldn't know about.
That's funny.
I said it's a lot you wouldn't know about. I didn't say that you wouldn't know. I didn't say that you didn't know about it.
Huh. Doesn't mean because I was born in the 90s. I don't know. That'd be cracking me up.
I've never owned one of these, but I used to love this motherfucking commercial when it came on. When you see that they're jumping up.
I got one for my birthday and I got one for Christmas.
Honestly, you know what I think would have made the toys sell a hell of a lot better?
What?
Is if the women who were, if the girls who were doing it were more teenagers back then. Like, because they all had, like, little bitty kids. And, like, you know, ain't no parent, well, no black parent anyway, finna buy, well, no normal black parent anyway, finna buy their kid a motherfucking Skip-It with a whole bunch of motherfucking white little kids in there. Like, what the fuck? I ain't, hell no. It was one black kid. It was one black kid in there, but you seen them for, like, the very beginning. Once they started showing everything else, it was nothing but everybody was like, mm-mm. But I was fucking with it, though. I was fucking with it. I used to sit up there, and whenever I was watching that commercial by myself, I ain't gonna lie, I'll low-key be dancing. Shit, to
I
this
was geeked when I had got that.
That's just how it would be sometimes.
I was like, what? That URL was, man, that was something serious.
Yeah. Yeah. That, in those days, it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, it is what it's going to be. It is what it is. Oh, so you wish to, so you walked out here thinking that you can face a true warrior. And then you got your ass handed to you. Probably got robbed afterwards. But you went home. Now it's, oh, you bumping into me in this club while I'm trying to mack on bitches who ain't showing me no love. Click, click, boom. Damn, what the fuck? Now everybody pissed off because you don't win and shot the club up. But you know what they say? If the club ain't getting shot up, it ain't popping. That's fucked up.
If a club is not getting shot up, it's not popping.
That's the only club that people want to go to, the ones that get shut up. Shit, go to all white, go to, how the niggas in the hood go to a club out here. They gonna motherfucking, man, this shit ain't popping, this shit boring, and they gonna leave. Even with the same music, they gonna leave, because it ain't like being in the hood. They gonna go to where, to, hey, somebody just got shot over here. I am on the way. And they gonna be on their way, and they gonna go over there, and they gonna be trying to mac on bitches who motherfucking who best friend and got shot, who boyfriend just got shot. Like, oh, that's your boyfriend over there? Well, how about them mathematicals, bitches? Me, I'm done. That's all. That's why I don't go to clubs. I don't like going to clubs. You see me in the club is because I got dragged there by the people I was hanging out with. And 9 times out of 10, I'm probably not even going to stay there the whole night with them.
I have one question for you. Add the year of your birthday to subtracting from 25 and you give me the answer. Just remember that. And I do believe that anything is possible.
I don't. I believe everybody has their limitations.
Why would you sit there and say that?
Because if anything is possible, think of how the world would be if anything was possible. Do you think motherfuckers would be out here on the street sleeping on benches and in the sidewalk or being in jail? No. If anything was possible, everybody on this planet would be living out their motherfucking dreams.
Let's see. I want to argue with it this one. I love a challenge. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm going to start to respond with that is, yes, there's a purpose of a for life, for the reasoning that it happened. Either being behind bars, being out homeless. How I see it, there was always a reason. Like the reason of being homeless, you could just lose a job, or you just choose not to want to go make a living.
But anything is possible, right?
Yes,
anything is possible. In their younger days, when they was not thinking about saying, fuck it, I want to live out on the streets, or whatever it is that happened, at one point in time, they had dreams. So if during that time they had dreams, and anything is possible, those dreams will be being lived out today.
It's just all about just how like your mindset is.
When you at that age, your mindset is on your dreams, regardless of who you are. Why do you think that people sit up there and be like, anything is possible? Okay, I can be a serial killer rapist. And then I'm dead ass.
Really,
I'm,
dude?
I'm dead ass. Look in history. Jack the Ripper raped and killed women.
Well, I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Ted Bundy raped and killed women. Well, he didn't tell them to rape him. They gave him the pussy and he killed them afterwards.
What kind of fetish is that?
I have no idea.
That's a weird fetish.
But that's what he did.
That is a weird fetish.
So, anything was possible for them because all they had to do was just rape and kill women.
I mean, that's not cool to be saying that, but okay.
I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way to, like, where nonsense people who getting... is their fault they're getting raped and killed. It's not their fault.
No.
It's the people who's doing the fault. I'm just saying, if anything is possible, then in that case, it's still based on limitations. Because if that was the case, anything was possible, they wouldn't be in prison for what they are in there for now. It would pretty much be legal because there is no reason for nothing to get in the way.
Well, obviously something got in the way for them to be in the jail.
Limitations. Oh. They limits took them as far as it did, and now they're paying for what they did.
I don't have no friends.
Here we go with this again.
I have this attention span that's so short, it's not even funny. I like food. I like pizza with hot sauce. I'm not going to tell you what type of hot sauce.
These nuts.
Sorry, baby boy, you got to have some nuts to order to me to find them.
Last time I checked, you wasn't into nuts. I was just saying that just because of the fact I was bored. And I have bigger nuts than you and everybody that you know. So...
I guess. Huh. He said he got bigger nuts than I do. We're going to leave it at that, I guess.
You ain't got none. What's one? What's zero? What's zero times zero? Zero.
I thought it was four.
Where the fuck you get four from two zeros?
Four is the new 40.
And she say I'm tweaking.
I'm not tweaking. It's facts.
Nah. That is not facts. Facts is fucking rappers today steal everybody's shit.
I don't have to be a thief to have to be successful.
Who said you did?
I mean, goblins are not thieves. They just borrowing for a long period of time.
They borrowing permanently. Stealing. They stealing your shit. Oh, you don't want your guardian on? Give it to me. I'll bring it back by next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, never came.
Oh, shit.
Oh, next Tuesday, never came. He gonna fuck around being one of those people you bump into like 50 years later. You still sitting up there like, he look awfully familiar. And this nigga sitting up there don't even recognize you anymore. Y'all end up being cool again. Then you sit up there and invite him to your house, and y'all sit up there and start talking. And sudden, all of a sudden, y'all get to talking about garden gnomes. He gonna be like, "Yeah, I lent mine to a guy. He was really cool at first, but he asked if he can borrow my garden gnome for a family reunion. But he to show off to his parents. But he said he was gonna pay for it the next Tuesday. But the next Tuesday never came. And then the dude give you that look like,
I'm like, oh." That's how my response is. I'm like, oh.
But it'll be even funnier though if like the little goblin sit up there and tell his side first, because he don't even know who the dude is no more. So he just sit up there and be like, yeah, nonsense. I asked to borrow some dude's thing and I never gave it back. Showed that sucker. And then he sit up there and be like, huh? Because, yeah, some guy sit up there and said he wanted to borrow mine for family reunion too, and never came back. He said he was gonna pay for it next Tuesday, but next Tuesday never came. Huh? Coincidence.
You know, it's raining over here where we at. We stay in the United States, by the way, if you guys just wondering.
United States is bullshit.
I mean, that's how he feels, but I can't sit there and say I agree. But you know, I can't sit there and say I disagree. But I'm just saying, I like.
Some of these motherfuckers in America too, they'll tell you.
That's good for them. They shouldn't have voted. I mean, damn. That's all that's what that is.
Are people gonna learn that Democrats and Republicans are in this together?
But anyway, it's raining over here where we at. And I think somebody's heart is broken.
Whose?
I don't know.
For some odd reason, I met one female in the group back for some reason, so I'm trying to get rid of it.
What the fuck? What? Hold up. Say that again.
I say, for some odd reason, I met a female and she can, and it came back for some reason, and I'm trying to get rid of it. It is very annoying.
Oh, it's just like one of them stray cats that would just follow you home and won't
leave
you.
Every time I get rid of it, I always sit up there and I be good for a while. And then next thing you know, boom, I meet somebody and I get to talking to that person. I get to talking to this person for a while. The next thing you know, all of a sudden, I realize that motherfucker's back. Like, fuck you. Really? I hate having a heart.
But, yeah, I like... I used to able to tolerate burritos. I just don't like burritos. I never try sushi, but doesn't mean that I won't try it, but it just depends. Never had frog legs and will not try it. My favorite color is purple. Mutual color red. Black and green. So yeah.
At one point in time, R. Kelly made me believe I could fly.
Ooh, that's a good song by him though.
I know. That's why I'm saying it.
I felt like that when I was listening to this. I heard that song. I don't know where I heard it at. And I know I was knocked the fuck out somewhere. I do believe that's when I was in the hospital. I do really believe. Because I had came out of surgery. So that song came on. And then I'm laying down in the bed. And I put this on everything. It felt like I was up there.
I believe that was actually the first song I heard from R. Kelly.
And it made me wake up. Because it did. It woke me up. And I'm sitting there like, really? Why is I'm sitting here and it's bright and it's all white? All I see is bright white light. That's all it was. And I was just standing on something. I don't know what it was. It's just like I felt like I was flying. And I just woke up and that was it. And I looked down. I see my freaking chest was ripped open. Ripped open, stitched up and stapled. And yeah.
Sad part is I tried to fly before R. Kelly motherfucking made the song. I feel horribly. Ended up at DCFS.
That's not funny.
I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. I am oh so serious. I had a habit of sitting on the windowsill. Like, what I would do is I would open the window and I would climb on that motherfucking, twitch my legs to where they was dangling on the outside. And I literally just sit there.
Okay.
So, my mom used to get pissed off about it because I did it everywhere I went.
What? Why?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I would sit outside. I would sit and just dangle my feet and look at everybody on the outside. Or if it was nighttime, I'll just look at the sky. So one day I got stuck on the roof.
Oh, I gotcha. Look at ass.
And it's the slanted roof. So I'm sitting there trying to get a toy. Right, because from what I can see, it's been up there for ages. I was at my grandparents' house, I do believe, and they had all left. So it was just us in the house. So I climb out there and I slide down there and I grab the toy. So now I'm trying to climb back up, and it took me from the time they left to the time they got back and had to drag me inside. That's how long it took me to get inside. Because I kept sliding back down. And I kept sliding back down.
Yeah, okay.
And I kept sliding back down.
You were doing it on purpose.
So I finally get up in there, got my ass handed to me.
Because you was doing it again on purpose.
So one night.
You should have did it.
My mom went. She went to school because she was going to school for nursing, I believe. And my brothers was doing their own thing. I'm not going to put their information out there like that. My brothers was doing their own thing. And then me, doing what I always do. Sitting my ass in the windowsill with my feet dangling on the outside. And next thing you know, at this point, this is what I was told. What I was told was, I just fell. My brother said he looked up. He seen me sitting up. And then I fell. He said, you came upstairs and all you had was a runny nose and a bloody nose. I said, a runny nose and a bloody nose? He said, yep, snot out one nose and blood out the other one. So, we go to the hospital. And my mom was already under watch by DCFS at this point because a lot of the people, because me and my brother used to get into a lot of fights at school, a lot of people were thinking that my mom was beating on us. She was. Horribly. Well, me. Only me. Everything that my brothers did, I got in trouble for. On my brother's birthday when my baby sister was born, my mom said, this is your birthday present. She's gonna be born on the same day as you. And my little brother was happy as fuck.
What?
Yep. I have three brothers, one sister. Technically two, because their dad isn't my dad. So he has kids with my mom and another girl. So my brothers and my one sister is still with my mom. She is still them. The other sister is still them. So, what ended up happening? DCFS came to the hospital. It was like, this is enough proof that all the proof that we need, we're taking your kid.
What the fuck? Hold up. For what?
Well, first and foremost, let's go over what I told you. Remember, we're in the house by ourselves. I'm 7 years old.
Okay.
My mom is at work. I mean, not at work. At school. She's in nursing school.
Yeah.
Do you not see what's wrong with this picture?
She left you guys in the house by yourselves.
That's strike number one. And what made it even worse is because of the fact I almost died. How? According to them, I almost died.
How?
Because I fell out of the window.
How high was the window?
Two of these.
On top of each other? Ooh, what the fuck?
We was on the second floor of an apartment building.
Damn. Ooh, that's not fun.
Now do you see why my...
I didn't know. I'm thinking that it was just something.
You thought it was like something like this?
Yeah, something like what?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, it would be two. It would be two of these on top of each other.
Yeah. Ooh, shit.
And remember, I got stuck on the roof for doing the same shit at my grandma's house.
But that was at your grandma's house.
I do it everywhere I go. Everywhere I can be at, like, boom, she could take me to her friend's house who lives in an apartment building. Okay? I will find a room where they are not in, and I will open the window and sit outside that window.
Ooh.
And let my feet dangle until they come inside the room and catch me.
That's foul, bro. Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was a habit. I don't know why it was such a habit, but it was a habit.
I had got told not to do that when I was... I used to get my ass whooped for doing those.
I did, too. I got my ass whooped numerous times. And this was going on during the time when they was trying to get me to quit sucking my thumb.
So, check this out. So, tell me why I'm in the projects, and this projects had this big-ass wall, by least, for my drop. From at least like 45 feet from drop from the top. So I'm about at least 65 or 85 pounds at the time.
I'm gonna roll the next one.
And you going what?
I said I wanna roll the next one.
I don't have enough for the next one. You're gonna have to, that's gonna have propose for a little bit. And
tell me why I climb up there, all the way up there, to the point that the police got called in the projects, talking about there was a kid up there, a little kid climbing the wall, the big ass steep wall. So they go around looking for me. So I run through the woods. Running through the woods and through the towards the apartment, behind the apartments, and ducking off there. They couldn't find me. So as they was about to leave, they sat there and waited at the end of the projects. Right there at this certain spot that I know there was a pathway to. To act like I came from walking from the store. Nah. Soon as I walked, came out of the woods and act like I came back from the walking from the store, they instantly stopped me. And they take me to the house. And yeah, that was a wrap after that. Because my mama whooped my ass because she told me not to be climbing up that wall because the simple fact that I could have got hurt. But I told them I knew what I was doing. I was always told not to go climb that wall without nobody. We was not even supposed to be climbing that wall. But I had climbed it again when I got older. Well, a couple of friends of mine, we would sit there and climb that bitch and run around and go down and climb that bitch and go around and climb that bitch again. To the point that motherfuckers start giving us money. Yeah, like some military type shit. Mm-hmm. That shit be dope as fuck when we was doing it.
I ain't gonna stunt though. After that, I had to stop doing that shit after that fall. And that was because my foster parents were so, everyone. Well, no, it was something who was actually pretty cool. It was something that was pretty cool. And it was some who, like, it wasn't them per se, but the people around that made it like, fuck, I can't deal with this. I believe if I would have grew up with family rather than in the system, I probably would have ended up probably being a completely different person.
I mean, I hear that all the time from a lot of kids that I meet from the system. Like, seriously, I met like 12 kids plus out of the system that I didn't even know they was in the system.
Oh, go to jail. I ain't telling you to go to jail. I'm just saying that.
Fuck no, I can't.
You want to meet people that was in DCFS who can tell you from experience how horrible being in foster homes is.
I already know it is. I already know. Especially this one particular one.
Like, I believe that's what DCF. There's two things that the Department of Children and Family Services do. I believe they operate for two reasons and two reasons alone, because there is a lot of bullshit that goes on along with this, along with either being a parent or being a kid in DCFS. Because
one, the parents only get to do it just to get a check.
No, the parents don't get no check from DCFS. They don't get shit. If your son got put in DCFS. Nah, I'm saying, you technically are in DCFS and you will not be released until either your son turns 18 or you get your shit in order and they agree to return them to you. And if you are from a higher class area when your kids get taken from you, it's a slim chance that they might not end up coming back your way. Even if you do complete your little things, or better yet, they might not even have reason to take your kid in the first place. They just sit up there and they spot out kids. There are a lot of people who do it. They sit up there in their little fancy car and they sit there and they watch a certain household because they done gotten calls from people. and they done got to look at the kid and they trying to make up their mind whether or not this kid will be worth taking or not. And to them, them getting into a fight with somebody outside is enough for them to want to take them. Meaning the parent themselves don't have to do shit as far as whooping the kid or anything. The kid getting in a fight outside and DCFS is around, that is, that they will see that as probable cause for the fact that first and foremost the parent isn't outside watching the kid in the first place. If there was a, and it's possible that the other kid might end up being in DCFS also if the other parent isn't outside. So that's a win-win and that's in this situation, and especially if they have siblings, because they get paid per kid. They get paid per kid. People don't realize that. That's why they sit up there and they go for the people in lower poverty, in lower poverty every areas where like trailer parks and the hood and projects. They go to places like that just because of the fact they know they're out of any place that they motherfucking go to, there is at least 2 to 4 households whose kids are going to get taken away from that neighborhood. Guarantee it. And if they can't find any, they're going to move on down the block and move on to the next neighborhood. They're gonna, and then somebody else going to come and return. Might not be the same day. It's going to be months, probably some weeks later. Or they're going to wait until they hear about somebody getting shot out here. Oof. Yeah, they're going to be on that ass. DCFS is no game.
I already know.
People be sitting up there talking about my kids are in DCFS and they don't want to go to court. They don't want to motherfucker sit up there and get a job and try to get their shit in order. And I sit up there and I be telling them from personal experience. And yeah, low key, I get mad when I see people like that because it pisses me off. My mom, she did everything. She did everything. And still, I could have low key went back to her. She had a job. She had a place to stay. But no, they didn't want my case. They refused. They refused. Especially when it got to the point where I was in the group home. Oh yeah, they're getting the extra bonus off of me. Because now they're getting paid per medication they get me put on. Yeah. People be out here fucking around, drinking every day like they got in somebody else's house, like they got it like that to spend. You sitting up there trying to party all the motherfucking time and you sitting up there with no job, but you only surviving off of a check either from child support or doing side shit just to do it. Like it's a lot more to it than what people be realizing. And once it get it through their head, and I be telling them, you keep going the way you're going, you ain't gonna never see them kids. I don't be trying to sound bogus because I understand the feeling as a person who grew up in the system. But at the same time, I'm not finna hold my tongue against somebody who's sitting up there obviously procrastinating on getting their shit straight. I've been out of a job for 3 weeks. Going on four weeks now. A whole month. And still sitting out here gotta do community service that I have to hurry up and do before I go to jail. So yeah, it's like people be out here thinking that DCFS and shit, like a lot of people in jail are regular people. No, a lot of people in jail are, for whatever reason, 9 times out of 10, was dealt with either by the police when they were young, harassed by the police when they were young, or they grew up in the system and they grew up around in numerous neighborhoods where they didn't get the chance to be adopted, or they did get adopted, but it was still a bad area. DCFS don't look for no better home for people. They look for people in a whole completely different area from where you was at. And let it be known that you was sneaking off and seeing your kid, or your kid is sneaking off and going to see you without letting DCFS know. Yeah, that's going to be a wrap. Because first and foremost, they're going to sit up there and say she and or he can no longer motherfucking see the kid under any circumstances. At that point, you've lost all your privileges of being the parent to your kid by force because you was sitting up there doing shit in secret. Or if it's the kid's fault and the parent has nothing to do with it, like, boom, the kid keeps running away from the foster home or for the group home to go to his family house. MDCFS found out about it. They finna move that kid to a whole nother city. And more than likely keep it from you. Or tell you what the state is, but not the city. Or they might tell you the city and the state, but they won't tell you where he at. Where your kid is at. No, they will not. Mm-mm. Unless you got one who's just doing it, just because she already has enough kids on her caseload to fill her table for a while. Other than that, it is now flagged as a top priority to make sure that you do not see that kid under any circumstances. You have to forcibly go through us. When in my case, I didn't get to see my mom until I was 18.
Damn.
They stopped it at motherfucking 13. And I seen it one time since I was in the group home. And she came up there, dropped off a 112 CD, the hot and wet CD. She stayed for 30 minutes and left.
Where's the Twin Cities at?
Twin Cities?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear about no twin. I never heard of a Twin City until fucking Garfield. Dead ass. That's one thing I wish though, like, people would get their shit together. That's my main issue with people. It's not enough. It's too many sayers and not enough doers. Too many triers and not enough doers. I know I say I'm still trying. I'm part of the trying too, but at the same time, it's not just our fault. Sometimes you can call them on a daily basis and they'll tell you call back, 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 call back. Or we're not hiring at this time, but maybe later on in the month. Because, you know, people going back to school. Knowing that you yourself is on a time limit at the place that you're staying at, because it affects that at this point in time, you can't provide nothing to the table at this time. And knowing that every time you go walk in or out of the house, you feel uneasy because you're just sitting up there waiting to hear those words from her to tell you to get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is fucking annoying as fuck.
I already understand that, the feeling. I feel like I'm just heartbroken. I'm being so serious.
Every time we do a broadcast, you say you heartbroken.
I'm being so serious. Yes, I'm heartbroken because I just can't be around with somebody that got my interest. I'm sorry. I'm just, something's wrong with me.
Right.
I think I'm just caught up in my head. My thoughts be catching up with me too.
Hell yeah.
That's when I tend to sit there and just sit in silence and not say nothing.
But on a show like this, we gotta say random shit though. We got to,
like,
that's the type of vibe it is. Just to say random shit. Say, and you know what I'm saying? If it's gonna be funny, it's gonna be funny. If it's gonna be a serious thing, it's gonna be a serious thing. At the end of the day,
but that ain't a bitcher.
At the end of the day, it's always gonna be a surprise to the listener. They ain't gonna know what we talking. They ain't gonna know what we gonna say.
Understand one thing. You make sure your glass is whatever level you feel like it needs to be. Half empty, glass full. Half full, half empty. Glass empty.
Mine's as empty as fuck.
I mean, you need to figure out what your fulfillment is.
It was working, but I can't help it if people don't get a chance to know somebody before they just jump to conclusions and shit like that. You know, like that. that is something that really annoys me. That is why I feel like the last job I lost was bullshit. Especially because it was just here. It was just he say, she say.
I say, so why, me? Down in that ice cream, dinner with vanilla. I mean, this so sweet. I think my teeth that rotted. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't know either.
You're the one who was singing it.
I don't know either. It's something that just came to my mind. Who wants to play Simon Said Go Get It? Simon says go get it. I'm done. Simon says go get it. I'm sorry to say this, but here, I don't know, that's not working, so I guess. Well, anyway.
No, don't stop the recording shit.
We only got 60 minutes.
All right, we got a little time.
So we got...
So that means that our maximum, the four episodes can go for 60 minutes.
I'm sorry to say this, but we're going to have to make this cut this short a little bit.
No, not short. No.
Why not?
Because we got 60 minutes, and it's only 46:53. And we're going to keep on going to the motherfucking go to 60. Yeah, because that is what we do. Yeah, that is what we do. In the motherfucking city up in this bitch, sipping Kenny juice. Yeah, bitch, I'm Kenny juice. And I got a bad bitch, and she wearing dirty shoes. Yeah, bitch, some dirty shoes. And I slap her on her cheeks. Now she sucking on her dick. Talking about some... Someone else is gonna be joining the Illuminati. Well, that's how it is, but
actually, we're gonna.